going to move to the part of our time together where we break bread and we drink together, where we share communion. And this month I'm going to be using the story in Luke chapter 24, which takes place on the same day as Jesus' resurrection. And it's the story of some of Jesus' disciples walking from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus, where they encounter Jesus. I'm sure many of you will know this story. It seems right, as we take communion together, to dwell on this story that happened so close to the Easter story that we've just remembered and celebrated over the last few days. There's going to be things that we're going to read together that are going to appear on the screen, and things that we can reflect on as we go through this time, so using this story in Luke 24 to help us as we share communion together. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to read together from the start of this passage in Luke 24. So why don't you join me as I read these words on the screen. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. Well, the two disciples were talking about everything that had happened to them over those last few days. And you can imagine what they were sharing about Jesus' arrest, about his trial, about the torture he went through, about his execution, and then the fact that his body's now not in the tomb. And they're sharing those things. And so as we enter this story in Luke 24, why don't you take some time to think about the events of your last few days? If you're with somebody, why don't you chat to them at this moment and just talk to them about what the last few days have been like? If you're on your own, just take some time to quietly just run through the last few days and just give thanks to God for the good things that have happened. Share with God maybe the more painful things or the difficult things that have taken place over the last few days for you. But just as those disciples reflected on the last few days, let's take some time to do that now. And let's move on with the story in Luke 24, and let's read these words together on the screen. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. So Jesus has met these disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they don't realise that it's him. And he asks them what they're discussing, and there's that phrase in the story that describes them, that they stand still and their faces are downcast. In fact, later on in verse 21 of Luke 24, it tells us that the disciples say, We had hoped that he was the one, that Jesus was going to be the one who would save them. They've just watched their rabbi, their Messiah being executed and being buried. Everything looks like it's ruined for them. Their hopes are dashed. Now, I suspect that all of us can relate to the emotions these disciples are feeling. You know, life does this to us, doesn't it, as well? There are moments where our hopes are crushed, where the things that we had hoped would happen haven't, where life seems to snatch away our hopes and our dreams. As we relate to the disciples in this story, and as we relate to Jesus moving alongside them, let's take some time in the quiet to share our lost hopes with Jesus. The things that have been taken away from us. The things that make us sad. The things that maybe cause us anxiety or worry. Maybe during this time you want to give to Jesus those people who you know whose hopes have been dashed as well, who could do with a touch from Jesus. Those places in the world that you know are feeling quite hopeless at the moment. Use this time to talk to Jesus about your own hopes, and use it to share with him and to pray about those places that need his touch at this time. Let's take this time to quietly pray. Let's now continue in the story. Let's read these words together. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." Well, let's use this passage as an opportunity to join as the disciples did and declare our faith in Jesus together. Let's read these words that appear on the screen together. "We believe that Jesus was sent from God, powerful in word and deed. Jesus was handed over by the rulers to be sentenced to death. Jesus, the long hoped for Redeemer, was crucified. We have heard that on the third day the women went to the tomb but didn't find his body. They returned with stories of angels who said he was alive. We, like his disciples, are slow and foolish of heart, and our eyes are so often closed. We proclaim that Jesus was the Christ who had to suffer and then enter his glory. Jesus is the true meaning of Moses, the prophets, and the story of Israel. Jesus walks among us, stays with us, and reveals himself as bread is broken." Amen. As we continue our journey through the road to Emmaus, let's pick up our story together. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road, and he opened the scriptures to us?" It's a wonderful part of this story, isn't it? That as they arrive at Emmaus and night falls, the disciples urge Jesus to stay with him. There must have been something about him that they enjoyed his company. They enjoyed him being with them. And so they offer him hospitality and say, "Why don't you stay?" And as they sit at the table, as they're eating together, Jesus takes that bread and he gives thanks and he breaks it and he passes it to them. And as we just read, as he did that, their eyes were opened and they recognized who he was. Well, as we've been enjoying this story together, we're going to do just that. And we're going to break bread together and we'll also drink together. And as we do so, let's do so in that hope that our eyes will be open to who Jesus truly is to us as we share this meal. And as we read in Luke 24, and as we read elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus took the bread that they were eating and he broke it. And we're told that And Jesus said, "This is my body. It's given for you." And he says, "Take it and eat it in remembrance of me." I encourage you now to take the bread you have and to eat it. And as you do so, remember Jesus. Remember what he's done for you. And ask that your eyes will be opened to who he really is. Let's eat together. And Jesus, that's our prayer, that our eyes will be opened to who you truly are to us. Thank you for this simple meal that helps us to remember who you are. And Jesus, we thank you that you are our Saviour. Thank you that the word tells us that as you went to the cross, you took everything that I have done wrong, everything that anyone has ever done wrong. You became sin in our place. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't hold on to your life, but you willingly gave it up so that we might be free. Help us to grow in love for you, in gratitude for you, and in understanding of who you are. Help us to recognize who you are. We don't read this in Luke 24, but certainly elsewhere in the Gospels we read that after he had broken the bread, Jesus took the cup, the wine that they were drinking. And you can imagine perhaps it being red wine and the colour of it resembling blood. And Jesus took it and he said, "This is my blood. The blood of a new covenant, a new promise for the forgiveness of sins." And Jesus said, "Take it and drink it in remembrance of me." Let's take and let's drink and let's give thanks for Jesus' forgiveness for each one of us. And Jesus, we thank you, we worship you, we praise you that your blood was poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you that your blood covers me. And that because of your blood, we can be right with Father God. We confess that we do so much in our own strength. We do so much that is anti who you are. But as we drink and as we remember your forgiveness, thank you that you're in the habit of forgiveness. Thank you that we are made right with you. We are grateful men and women. Help us to recognize you and to remember you, Jesus, not only when we share this meal, but help us to recognize and remember you every moment of our lives. In Jesus' name, Amen.